Joining me live over the phone today is State Senator Fred Baldwin from Senate District 14. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Really good, Duke. It looks beautiful weather here in Cheyenne. That's a good day.
I was going to ask if you were able to be in Cheyenne today. It looks like the hybrid session starts today, and you're actually in the Capitol this time around.
Yes, we finally made it. It was an adventure driving down Interstate 80, as always, but yep, we're here. We're in person. There's a few people who will be online. It won't be in person, but the majority of the legislature is here in Cheyenne for the meetings.
Well, let's just jump right into how things are going. A lot of committee work last week. What do you see happening this week as the session reconvenes?
You know, this week the committee meetings will still be probably hard and heavy and fast and furious. We start reading some more bills in today. There'll be a lot of committee work to be done all week. But the big deal is we'll start doing some committee of the whole work, and some of those bills that we worked last week will now come to the floor to be worked as the days go on. I believe there's over 300 bills between the two houses now, and certainly some of those bills just probably won't get heard because there's too many. We have too much work to do, but it'll be fast and furious, and there'll be a lot going on, and you really have to pay attention to know what's going on.
The governor announcing that he plans to do the State of the State address tomorrow, and typically that's done at the beginning of the session, but with how things are, that was kind of postponed. As the Senate, what do you guys look for in the State of the State? What are you kind of expecting, and how does that address affect the direction you guys go?
You know, the State of the State, I think kind of focus a lot on the budget issues and the shortfalls and what we're doing to address that as far as the reductions across the board. You know, the governor has done tremendous work in that and has made a lot of those reductions already and really helped the state out a lot. I think that's a lot of what he's going to focus on, but I have a feeling, knowing Governor Gordon, he's probably going to focus a little bit on what the future holds, that all is not bleak, but we've got to stabilize right now and be ready for that future when it comes, when we find the right revenue and things pick back up.
Senator Fred Baldwin with a legislative update this morning. Senator, any specific legislation that you wanted to mention this morning?
You know, there's a ton of individual bills and committee bills out there, but really honestly, the two biggest things we've got two budget issues that we have to deal with, and that's going to be the overriding concern. One of those is the education budget, the K-12 budget. That's huge. And the general budget. We've got to bring both those into line. We're required by Constitution to have a balanced budget, and that's going to be a challenge. We've been using money from the Rainy Day Fund, or so-called Rainy Fund, the LRSA, for several years now. And if we keep doing like we're doing and don't get those cuts accomplished, within 2 years, the LRSA will be empty. There won't be any reserves left. The Rainy Day Fund will be gone. So we have to get that stabilized and balance the budget. And that's the overriding concern. There's a lot of other small bills and a lot of other things going on, but that's the two big issues.
Of course, the governor had called for a 10% cut in education, much like he did pretty much everything else. But some are saying that's too heavy-handed. Some of the on the House side have been saying maybe we bring that down to 6-7%. What are you hearing the latest there as far as how deep that education cut may be?
You know, I think there's probably a divide, and I think there's a difference between the two houses, but I think we're going to shoot for the 10%. I think that, you know, it's something we just simply have to bring into line. It's going to be, I get emails every day about things that are going to be painful, including education or disability or senior citizens or mental health, roads and highways is another addition. We're going to have to reduce most everybody. It's going to be painful. Everybody's going to feel the pain, and it's unfortunate. Nobody feels good about it, but we've got to bring them into line, and we've got to get the state back on stable ground.
Senator Fred Baldwin, Senate District 14, with the update. Senator, thanks so much. Anything we missed?
No, I think that's it. Just buckle up, and you know, you have an added benefit this year. There's cameras on all of us in both houses, and you can watch these things and listen to them live. So I will dress my best and brush my teeth every morning if you're watching online.
Hey, I'll be looking for those statement ties that you've become known for.
Yeah, I have. Appropriately today, I have a Mr. Potato Head tie on, so... I guess correctly called just potato
yeah,
head.
Just potato head, Senator. Come on, let's be correct now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's Senator Fred Baldwin joining us this morning. Senator, thanks so much. Appreciate it.